Welcome everybody. I'd like to declare the meeting open at 5:38. I would like to remind everyone that this meeting is being recorded. Shire of Three Strings acknowledges the traditional owners of this land, the Southern Yamatji people, and their continuing connection to land, water and community. We pay our respects to them and their cultures, and to elders both past, present and emerging. Our record of attendance is all councillors except for Councillor Young are in attendance. He is an apology. And all staff are in attendance. Response to previous public questions taken on notice is nil. Public question time with no public is nil. Applications for a leave of absence for the July meeting. For the 22nd of July.
But I can be available on Teams.
Okay, wonderful.
So is that an absence?
Excuse me.
How do we record that?
Previously, you just made a motion that you intend for Teams, I believe.
Today or on the day?
On the day.
On the day.
Make a declaration.
Yep. Okay. All right, wonderful. Anybody else need a leave of absence for July? No? Okay. Confirmation of our previous meeting minutes. So we had an ordinary council meeting on the 27th of May. Can I have somebody move that those minutes are correct? Councillor Nutter. And a seconder, Councillor Emel. Favour 6-0. And then we had a special council meeting on the 4th of June. I'm happy to move those minutes. And Councillor Trant seconded. No dissent. We'll pass that at 6-0. And then we also need that the unconfirmed minutes of the Audit, Risk and Improvement Committee be received by council. These minutes will be confirmed at the next Audit, Risk and Improvement Committee meeting at a time to be confirmed. Thank you, Councillor Mata, for moving that. And can I have a seconder for that? Councillor Carlton. No dissent. We will receive them. 6-0. Shire President reminds council members and staff of the requirements of Section 5.65 of the Local Government Act to disclose any interest during meeting prior to the matter being discussed. Members of the public are cautioned against taking any action on council decisions on items in which they may have an interest until such time as they've seen a copy of the minutes of the meeting or have been advised in writing by the Shire of Three Springs staff. Announcements and reports of elected members. Looks like everybody's been wonderful and got in their attendances to Trish. Or Trish has been very clever. There's anything else that was there? Everybody loves Trish. If there's anything else, please order to Trish.
She's been with us for 7 months now.
And she should know what we're doing now, shouldn't she? Petitions, deputations, presentations and submissions. I'd like to acknowledge that Tricia McCain has been with the Shire for 7 years. Is that what you said, Chris?
Yes.
Wonderful effort, Trish. No wonder you know what we're all up to. Moving on to our reports. 10.1, proposed telecommunications infrastructure, the internet master. The officer's recommendation is that council advertise pursuant to section 3.58 of the Local Government Act 1995 its intention to enter into a licence agreement with Logic IT Solutions Proprietary Limited over lot 50, plan 3086, volume 1654, folio 574, for for a term of 10 years with an option for a further 10 years at an annual rental of $1. And authorise the Chief Executive Officer to execute the licence agreement should no submissions be received during the advertising period. If submissions are received, the matter is to be presented to the July Ordinary Council meeting for consideration of the submission and final determination on whether to proceed with the proposal. Could I have a mover for that recommendation, please? Thank you, Councillor Emma. And a seconder? Thank you, Councillor Ponte. Is there anything you would like to add?
No, I think, President, it's all covered in the report. The council has considered this previously. It's now it is actually now back because of the need to advertise under section 3.58 of the Act and to get a valuation. So the valuation has been obtained for the record, and the recommendation is that we go ahead on the basis that it be advertised, and the details, I should just mention, the details on the advertisement will include who the party is, will include the valuation, and it will include the proposed terms of the lease.
And do you wish to speak to the motion?
Discreetly, the valuation was a requirement, was it?
Yes.
Because that was quite expensive.
Yes.
And it came back at, was it $3,000, and we're doing it for $1. So, but yeah, that was a requirement, so the plan was always to just basically...
You have to have the valuation, yeah. That's because the main method of disposing of council assets is by tender or complete mind blank.
Auction.
Yeah, by tender.
Or auction.
But where you're doing it by private treaty, you have to have the valuation to refer to.
Everyone is comfortable with that explanation? For the greater good of the community, by absolute majority, this needs to be passed. So I'll have a show of hands, please. All in favour? It's carried 6-0. Setting of the annual rate in the dollar. Joyful time of year. Two, three pages in order to get to the right page that says the office's recommendation is that council, in arriving at the proposed rates in the dollar, have attempted to balance the need for revenue to fund essential services and facilities with the desire to limit any increase on the ratepayer to affordable levels. Acknowledge that it reviews its expenditure and considers efficiency measures as part of budget deliberations. Authorise that the following proposed rates in the dollar for differential rates be advertised for 21 days as per Local Government Act 1995, Section 6.36. Gross rental value for the Three Springs town is at 12.7549 cents and a minimum of $1,000. Gross rental value for mining is at 23.9212 cents and a minimum of $1,000. Unimproved value for rural and Arano town is 0.7093 cents and a minimum of $1,000. And the unimproved value for mining is 6.0800 cents and a minimum of $550. We'll consult individually with the GRB mining ratepayers, as the category has fewer than 30 ratepayers. Furthermore, subject to no submissions being received at the close of submission period, staff are to proceed with seeking ministerial approval to allow for these rates to be adopted as part of the 26-27 budget adoption and adopt the objects and reasons for the 2026-27 differential rates as presented. Could I have a mover for that resolution, please? Actually, I'm happy to move that. Could I have a seconder for that? Thank you, Councillor Burnett. I think we've done, I think Chris has done a great job in putting our options forward to us, and I think we've done a good job at trying to leave it as economical as we can. Very little change from previous years from us. Wonderful. And again, we'll have a show of hands for this. All in favour? Carried at 6 p.m. Monthly financial report for the period up to the 31st of May 2026. Officer's recommendation is that the Council accepts the monthly financial report for the period ending 31st of May 2026. Could I have a mover for that motion, please? Thank you, Councillor Trant. A seconder? Thank you, Councillor Emmel. There's no dissent. Carry that at 6 mil. A council payment as to the 31st of May 2026. Officer's recommendation is that Council accepts the amounts for payment as presented for May 2026 from the CDO Municipal Fund totalling $300,817.24, represented by electronic fund transfers and licensing fund, represented by electronic fund transfers. And there's a whole series of numbers there, which I shall not repeat, which will be in the minutes. And the licensing fund totaling $28,417.80. Could I have a mover for that resolution, please? Thank you, Councillor Mutter. And a seconder. Thank you, Councillor Connaughton. Are there any questions, comments? No dissent? We will carry that at 6 mil. Motions of which previous notice have been given is nil. Business of an urgent nature introduced by decision of the meeting from elected members is nil. And by staff, we have a... late confidential item added to the agenda. So could I have someone move that we accept the late confidential item? Thank you, Councillor Mutter. Could I have a seconder for that? Thank you, Councillor Burnett. No dissent, carried at 6 mil. Go behind closed doors. Could I have a mover to accept us going behind closed doors? Thank you, Councillor Mutter. And thank you, Councillor Emmel, as the second door. Okay. So our officer's recommendation was that Council authorises the extension.
Have you started recording, Trish? Have you restarted the recording?
Extension of the general practice agreement between the Shire of Three Springs and Lotsu Holdings Proprietary Limited to the 31st of August 2026 under the same terms and conditions as the current agreement to enable negotiations regarding a longer term extension to be completed. The Chief Executive Officer to continue negotiations with Lotsu Holdings Proprietary Limited regarding a proposed longer term general practice agreement, including consideration of any requested changes to funding arrangements, payment schedules and accommodation support initiatives. Chief Executive Officer to undertake consultation with the Shires of Kununurra and Karoo regarding the continuation and terms of the associated joint funding arrangements. A report be presented to Council no later than the August 2026 Ordinary Council meeting outlining A, the proposed terms of the longer term general practice agreement, B, the financial implications of the proposed agreement. C, any proposed variation to the annual funding contribution. D, any proposal regarding backdating of payments. And E, the outcomes of consultation with the Shires of Carnarvon and Karoo. And the council determine upon consideration of the final negotiated agreement whether any adjustment to funding or retrospective payment should be approved. That recommendation was moved by Councillor Burnett and seconded by Councillor Trant, and it was carried 6-0.
Perfect.
Questions by members without notice? 0. Questions by members of which notice has been given? 0. The next ordinary council meeting will be held on Wednesday, the 22nd of July at 5:30. And being no further confidential items, I declare the meeting closed at 6:11.